姐妹，我们同声来念这段经文，46节一直到55节。
就是国语讲。
OK, let us read together. 我们先用国语同粤语一起念出。
我们读46节到55节，我们同声来念。
路加福音第一章46至55节，一起念出。
请大家翻开，对不起，没有录音。请大家翻开圣经来读好吗？在路加福音的第一章，
大家翻开你的圣经。
在
路加福音一章
新约的76页
55节，
新约的76页，
分了两行嘅圣经系喺新约76面。
新约圣经路加福音第一章第46节，
路加福音第一章46节。
好，翻到我们大家同声来念。玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福，那有权能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人直到世世代代，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的侍卫，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。他辅助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。
玛利亚，
好，念到55节就好。
Let's now turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Let us read in unison in English. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Let us read together using the New International Version. Verse 46 of Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. Verse 52. He has brought down rulers from their thrones,but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers.
今天吴牧师要在我们当中证道，他的题目是《我心尊主为大》。
The message today,It's titled, My Soul Magnifies the Lord. So we give this time to the Reverend Peter Ng.
Christmas is an ancient Christian word that comes from Latin.
圣诞节是一个拉丁的一个古基督教的字。
Which means to send Christ or Christ is sent.
这个字的意思是差遣基督或者是基督被差遣。
This is a very appropriate label.
这是一个非常恰当的一个标示。
We don't know the exact date of Christ's birth.
我们不知道耶稣基督是在真正的诞生的日子。
Centuries ago, the Christian Church chose December 25th as the date of to celebrate Christ's birth.
在很多世纪以前教会决定要用12月25号来纪念耶稣基督诞生。
One reason this date was chosen was that it was already a pagan holiday.
之所以选择这一天是因为当时已经是一个异教的一个节日。
The church wanted people to know that Jesus Christ is the only true God.
教会要让所有的人知道基督是独一的真神。
And that his birthday is more important than anything having to do with an idol.
那么他的生日呢，就比所有任何跟偶像有关的都要来得重要。
During Christmas, we hear many Christian songs.
在圣诞节的季节，我们听到很多圣诞的诗歌。
You turn on to the radio, you hear some secular and some sacred music.
当你打开收音机的时候，你听到有世俗的圣诞的音乐，也有神圣的圣乐。
When I drive my car, I like to tune to WFNE Family Radio.
当我开车的时候，我喜欢打开收音机到这个 WFME 这个家庭电台。
It's a Christian radio station.
这是一个基督教的电台。
And this past week, the station broadcast only Christian music.
在过去的这个礼拜呢，这个电台只播了圣诞的音乐。
I enjoy many of those music.
我非常的喜欢这些音乐。
And about a week ago on our Friday for the church annual children night.
在一个多礼拜前的礼拜五晚上，我们有一年一度的儿童之夜。
I enjoy listening to the wonderful music presented by the children of our church.
在那天晚上，我享受了很多由我们当中儿童所唱的诗歌。
And in this program called Star Journey, there are 12 songs.
在这个节目呢，它的这个名字叫做《星际之旅》，中间有12首的诗歌。
The one song that touched me the most was the song sung by a little girl I was Wong.
在当中呢，最让我感动的呢，是一首由在我们当中的一位小女孩 Iris Wong。所唱的一首诗歌。
She played the role of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
在这个剧里面，她是饰演耶稣的母亲玛利亚这个角色。
And one of the phrases of that song that still stuck in my mind is, "I am blessed."
在这首这首歌里面，有一句话呢，就一直在我的脑子里面，就是我是蒙福的，我是蒙福的。
I am blessed.
我是蒙福的。
The message today comes from this song of Mary.
我们今天的正道的题目就是从这个玛利亚的这个诗歌里面出来的。
Mary was only about 12 to 14 years old.
玛利亚当时只有12到14岁这么。
The angel Gabriel appeared to her and announced to her God's plan for her life.
天使加百列显现在他面前，然后告诉他神对他生命的计划。
That she would be pregnant and would give birth to a son.
他要怀孕，而且要生下一个儿子。
Not an ordinary son, but the son of God's Most High.
不是一个普通的小孩，是神自己的独生。
And the angel already announced that his name shall be called Jesus.
这天使也告诉他。这个小孩婴孩名字要叫做耶稣
，which means that he shall save his people from their sins。
耶稣的意思是他要将百姓从罪中拯救出来。
This baby shall be the Messiah。
这个婴孩是弥赛亚。
Upon hearing the news, the teenage girl Mary was overwhelmed。
当玛利亚听到这样子的一个天使给她的这样子的信息的时候，她实在是。不知道怎么样子来接受。
She was totally shocked.
她实在非常的震惊。
She did not know what to do.
她不知道要该怎么办。
So she needed some advice from a more mature believer.
所以她需要有一些比较成熟的给她一些建议。
After the angels has left.
当这个天使走了以后。
Mary rushed to another town to see her older relative, Elizabeth.
所以玛利亚呢，当天使走了以后，她就赶快到另外一个城里面去看她一个比较年长的一个亲戚伊丽莎伯。
Auntie Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist.
伊丽莎伯在当时已经怀了6个月的身孕，将要为生下的是小孩是施洗约翰。
Both women were filled with the Holy Spirit.
这两位都受到圣灵很大的感动。
And in a loud voice, Elizabeth proclaimed,
伊丽莎伯她就用很大的声音来这样宣告
Blessed are you among women.
你在腹里中是有福的。
And blessed is the child that you will bear.
你所怀的胎也是有福的。
Then Mary responded with a famous song called The Magnificat.
玛利亚她的回应呢，是一首非常著名的尊主颂。
It's recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55.
这个尊主颂是在路加福音一章46到55节。
Some critics have argued that the song could not have been sung by such a young teenage girl.
有一些评论家觉得这首诗歌不可能是从一个这么年轻的一个女孩子所唱出来的。
Because it is too theological.
因为它里面非常的神学。
It's too packed with Old Testament allusions.
它里面有很多旧约的启示在里面。
It's too carefully structured.
这结构太过于完整。
It's too poetic.
非常的像诗歌。
Too polished.
非常就是它的写得非常的严谨。
But we must not forget that every young Israelite knew by heart the songs of Hannah, Deborah, and David.
但是我们必须知道，在当时那些年轻的以色列人，他们都能够耳熟能详哈拿的诗歌、底波拉还有大卫的诗。
They sang them over and over again on Jewish festivals.
在犹太节日的时候呢，他们就会一唱再唱这些诗歌。
They have memorized those hymns.
他们已经将这些诗歌都背起来了。
So it is very likely that Mary composed her song based on the Old Testament scriptures.
所以有可能玛利亚她的这个尊主颂呢，是用旧约的这些经文她来编的。
Especially the Psalms and the Song of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 2.
特别是在诗篇，还有在撒母耳记下一章撒母耳记上二章一到十节的这个哈拿的诗歌。
Furthermore, Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit.
更重要的是，当时玛利亚她是被圣灵充满。
Mary hid God's word in her heart.
玛利亚将神的话放在她的心里面。
And then turn it into a song.
然后将它用诗歌来表现出来。
How do we find meaning in Christmas?
在圣诞节的时候，我们要怎么样来找到圣诞节的意义。
Learn from Mary.
我们从玛利亚来学。
Hide God's word in our heart.
将神的话放在我们的心里面。
Turn it into a song or a prayer.
将这样子的一个心意，一个祷告，成为一个祷告的诗歌。
How do we magnify the Lord?
我们要如何尊主为大呢？
In the first line of this song,
在第一行的这首诗歌，
the first line sets the tone of the whole song.
这第一句话，这首诗歌的第一句话呢，就把这首诗歌的这个它的这个主题就表现出来。
It says, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
在这边说到，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
The word praise literally means magnifies or enlarge.
这个字赞美的意思呢是增大，是扩大。
How can we magnify or enlarge the Lord?
我们怎么能够把我们的主，我们的神再更增大呢？
God cannot be made any bigger.
神已经不能够再被更增大。
As people grow older, we use a magnifier to enlarge the small print of our Bible or newspaper.
当我们年纪渐渐老化的时候，我们需要一个放大镜来看很多很小的字。
But God can be enlarged in our lives.
那神可以在我们的在我们的生命里面被增大。
We can enlarge God in our soul and in our spirit.
我们可以在我们的灵魂里面，在我们的心灵里面将神来增大。
We magnify the Lord in our soul when we meditate on His greatness.
当我们去默想神的伟大的时候，我们就能够将主在我们心里面增大。
When we magnify on His creation,
当我们在去思考神的创造的时候
，just like the song that is presented by our choir,
就像刚刚诗班所献的这首诗歌
We can also meditate on the Greek chapters of the Bible.
我们也可以借着默想圣经当中的经文。
Moreover, we can meditate on the meaning of the songs that we are singing.
我们也能够默想我们所唱的诗歌。
Both traditional and contemporary songs.
无论是传统的诗歌或是现代的诗歌。
Another way we magnify the Lord is to declare the greatness of God.
我们也能够透过宣告神的伟大，我们来尊主伟大。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray.
在主祷文里面，耶稣基督教导我们祷告。
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Of course, God cannot be made more holy.
当然，神不可能再变得更圣洁。
God is already perfectly holy.
神是已经完全的圣洁了。
But we pray that we can give proper honor to God.
这是在我们在祷告的时候，我们可以将神所应当得的荣耀来归给神。
We can show respect to His name.
我们可以来尊主的名。
My soul magnifies the Lord.
我的灵尊主为大。
Means that we make God the subject of our song and our life.
就是我们将神成为我们生命的一个主题。
God was the subject of Mary's song.
神是在玛利亚尊主颂的一个主题。
Mary was not singing about herself.
玛利亚不是在唱她自己。
She was not praising herself.
她也不是在颂赞她自己。
This could be a temptation for us.
这可能会是对我们来讲是一个诱惑。
When we sing, we could glorify ourselves.
当我们唱的时候，我们可能是变成是在荣耀我们自己。
But Mary was not thinking about the things.That she had accomplished.
但是玛利亚所想到的不是她成就了多少。
She said very definitely.
她说得非常的确定。
My soul magnifies the Lord.
我灵尊主为大。
The Lord was the subject of a song.
我的主是这首诗歌的主题。
God was the theme of her song.
神是这首诗歌的主题。
We need to remind ourselves.
我们需要提醒我们自己
that all the Christians programs that we are presenting at church
在我们基督徒在教会里面所呈现出来的各种的节目
they are not for our own entertainment
他们不是为了要来娱乐用
not to make us feel good about ourselves
不是让我们觉得很好
as we enjoy these programs
当我们在欣赏在享受这些节目的时候
Let us make God the subject of our song and our life
让我们将神成为我们生命诗歌的一个主宰
I was a little disappointed to hear the news that some mega churches in the United States are closed today on Christmas Day
当我听到在美国有很大的教堂在今天圣诞节的主日他们要不做礼拜
Among these big churches is one highly successful fast growing church near Chicago
在这些众多的大型超大型的教会当中有一个教会是在芝加哥它成长非常迅速的一个大教会
The reason the church is closed because they don't expect many people to come to church on Christmas Day
他们今天之所以没有之所以停止主日崇拜，是因为他们不预期会有很多人会在今天到教会做礼拜。
Last time when Christmas Day falls on Sunday was 1994.
上一次圣诞节正好是星期天的时候，是在1994年。
May not many showed up in their church.
没有很多人到他们教会做礼拜。
They thought people might choose to stay home on Christmas Day to be with the family.
所以他们觉得可能大家都在喜欢在家里跟他们的家人在一起，在这个主日又是圣诞节的时候。
Sit under the Christmas tree.
在圣诞树下。
Enjoy each other.
他们享受在一起的时光。
Rather than coming to church.
所以他们可能不会到教会。
This is a consumer mentality.
这是一个。消费者的一种心态。
This is what the business executive would do.
这是企业主管他们会要做的事。
When there is a market, the store will be open.
当有这样的市场的时候，这个市场就会开了。
When there's no market, the store will be closed.
如果没有市场，那么市场就把它关起来。
If the church follows the principles of the world, then there's something wrong.
如果教会也是跟着世俗的潮流这样走的话，那就有些错误了。
Hebrews 10:25 says,
在希伯来书十章25节这样说。
Let us not give up meeting together.
我们不要停止聚会。
For the churches in America,
在美国的教会，
many Catholics would make it a point that they would attend church on Christmas Day.
天主教的教堂，他们教会，他们会在圣诞节的时候，他们有做礼拜。
But sad to say that some Protestant Christians would rather stay home.
但是很遗憾的，有些改革中的教会，他们却是要选择要留在家里。
I thank God that we have a full house in our church.
我们感谢神，我们今天有坐满我们整个教堂的这样子的崇拜。
Let us make Christ the subject of Christmas.
我们让基督成为我们的主题。
God was the subject of Mary's song and life.
神是玛利亚她的诗歌她的生命的主题。
God should be the subject of our song and our life.
神也应该是我们每一个人我们的生命的主题。
Why do we magnify the Lord?
为什么我们要尊主为大呢？
First, because God is our Savior.
第一，因为神是我们的救主。
Verse 47.
在47节。
And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Mary recognized her own need.
玛利亚知道她自己的需要。
In verse 48, she recognized her humble state.
在48节我们就可以看到她谦卑的一面。
Israel is in a humble state and Mary was also in a humble state.
以色列在当时是一个卑微的时代，玛利亚她也是一个卑微的一个状况。
She recognized that she is a sinner in need of salvation.
她知道她是一个罪人，她需要救恩。
She needed a savior just like anyone else.
她就像所有的人一样都需要救主。
And more importantly, she made a personal confession.
更重要的是她自己她有这样子的告白。
She said, God, my savior.
她说神是我的救主。
She is proclaiming that she saw her own need.
她这样宣告说她看到她自己的需要。
And God saved her.
而神拯救了她。
We thank God for the seven brothers and sisters who were baptized last month.
感谢主在上个月在我们当中有七位受洗的弟兄姐妹。
They all recognize their own spiritual need.
他们都看到他们在灵里面的需要。
They confess their humble state.
他们承认他们自己他们的卑微的一个状态。
They publicly acknowledge Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
他们在众人面前他们宣告耶稣是他的救，是他们的救主。
When a Christian gives testimony during baptism,
当一个基督徒在他受洗的时候来做见证，
he declares the glory of God.
他就宣告了这个神的荣耀。
He magnifies the Lord.
他就将神尊为大。
And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果在我们当中还没有接受主为自己的救主的，
this is a good day for you to open up your heart.
今天是一个非常好的一个日子来打开我们的心门。
You can pray to receive Jesus into your heart as a savior.
你可以祷告让主进到里面心进到你的心里面成为你的救主。
Just like 2000 years ago,
就像在2000年以前
Jesus was born in Mary's womb.
耶稣基督诞生是借着玛利亚而诞生。
If you open your heart,
如果你打开你的心门，
The Holy Spirit will make Jesus to be born in your heart.
圣灵会让耶稣基督在你的心里面来诞生。
Why do we magnify the Lord?
为什么我们要尊主为大呢？
Number two, because God has done great things for us.
第二，因为神为我成就了大事。
Verse 49,
在第49节，
For the Mighty One has done great things for me.
那有全能的为我成就了大事。
For me,
为了我。
What are the great things that God has done for Mary?
神为了玛利亚成就了什么大事呢?
The great thing is that Mary, the Messiah was born to a virgin.
大事第一，神借着一个童女诞生了弥赛亚。
This was a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
This divine conception has never happened before and will never happen in the future.
这样子受神的圣所感孕是从来没有发生过的。
God's son was born without the intervention of a man.
神独生子的诞生没有透过一个人。
God does the impossible.
神成就了不可能的事。
He makes dry wombs conceive.
他让一个童女能够怀孕。
He raises the dead.
他能够从死里让人复活。
God has done great things for you and me.
神为你我成就了大事。
He raises us up from the dead.
他从死里面复活。
Why do we magnify the Lord?
为什么我们要尊主为大呢?
Number three, because God is holy.
第三，因为神是圣洁的。
Verse 49, holy is his name.
四十九节，他的名为圣。
Holy means that God is set apart as different from all others.
神圣是因为神是分别的，是跟其他都不一样的。
His very nature, his very being is different.
他是非常的自然，他这个位格是非常不一样的。
Mary was the first one to know that the son she conceived would be the Holy One.
玛利亚非常的特别，因为她知道在她所怀的孕是一个圣洁的。
In verse 35, the angel Gabriel told her, So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
在三十五节，天使对她说，圣灵要临在你身上。
Thus Mary praised God by saying,
所以玛利亚她就这样子来赞美神。
In verse 49, Holy is his name.
四十九节，他的名为圣。
God's holiness more than other attributes describes his actions.
神他他神的圣洁呢是比所有的能够来描述他的。
Therefore, the angels constantly cry out, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty."
所以天使会一直的来这样子来宣告，圣圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Why do we magnify the Lord?
为什么我们要尊主为大呢?
Number four, because God is merciful.
第四，因为神有怜悯。
Verse 50 says,
在第五十节这样说,
His mercy extends to those who fear him.
他怜悯敬畏他的人。
Mercy means compassion, pity, affection, kindness.
怜悯是有是是有热情的，是有慈爱的，是有怜悯的。
Two things are essential in order to have mercy.
两件事情必须要发生，说是有怜悯的。
Seeing a need and being able to meet that need.
看到那个需要，然后能够来满足这个需要。
God sees our need and He is able to meet our need.
神看到我们的需要，而他也能够来满足我们的需要。
God has mercy upon us.
神是对我们有怜悯。
God has withheld his judgment from us.
神对我们没有用他的审判。
Even though we deserve to be judged.
虽然我们是值得是应该被神来审判受审判的。
Moreover, God has provided a way out for us. We can be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神要借着耶稣基督给我们开一条路来救我们。
God is merciful.
神是有怜悯的。
Why do we magnify the Lord?
为什么我们要尊主为大呢?
Number five, because God has helped his people.
第五点，因为神扶助了他的子民。
Verse 54.
在第五十四节。
He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful.
他扶助了他的仆人以色列。我要纪念他。
God not only extends his mercy, but he also acts on his mercy.
神不但是有怜悯，而且他就真的施下了怜悯。
He has helped or assisted his people.
神帮助了他的子民。
The word help literally means to take hold of someone.
帮助这个字呢，是在文义上面就是去扶助他。
To help him up when he is in danger of falling.
就是帮助这个人，当这个人要跌倒的时候，来扶他一把。
Those are the people who specifically need our help. Maybe physically they are disabled.
那些需要被帮助的人，可能他在他的肉体上面有需要被帮助。
God has helped Israel.
神扶助了以色列。
God also helps us when we are in danger of falling.
神也在当我们要跌倒或者是有苦难的时候或困难的时候，神要扶助我们。
Last week I received an email.With a very moving story that illustrates this point.
上个礼拜我收到一个电子邮件，那就将这样子的一个情景表现得非常的明显。
The title is "Are You Jesus?"
那这个主题，这个电子邮件主题是你是耶稣。
A few years ago, a group of salesmen went to a regional sales convention in Chicago.
在几年前呢，有一些推销员他们到芝加哥。参加一个地区性的销售的大会。
They told their wives that they would be home by Friday night.
他们告诉他们的太太们说，他们会在星期五晚上回到家。
And have dinner.
然后会一起吃晚餐。
So in their rush in the airport with their tickets and briefcases, one of these salesmen kicked over a table.
在机场的时候呢，他们就很匆忙的在。赶路，那么其中有一位呢，就踢到了一个桌子。
The table was a display, of apples.
那个桌子呢是摆满了苹果。
The apples flew everywhere.
那苹果呢就到处乱飞。
And those salesmen did not stop.
那些销售员呢，他们没有停下来。
They rushed to the terminal.
他们赶快要到停机坪去。
They managed to reach the plane in time.
所以他们就勉强的赶上了飞机。
All but one got on board.
所有的人都上了，不过就一个没上。
This gentleman paused.
这个人就停下来了。
Took a deep breath.
他就深呼吸。
He got in touch with his feelings.
他就有一个感觉。
He had compassion for the girl.
他就有一个女孩。
He had compassion on the girl whose apple stand had been overturned.
在他就为了那个有一个女孩子，她是顾着这个苹果摊的，就她停下来，因为她在当时她对这个小女孩呢有一个怜悯的心。
He told his buddy to go on without him.
他就告诉他的这些销售的这些同事，就说他们自己去吧，不用等他了。
He waved goodbye.
他就跟他们说再见。
Then he turned to the terminals where the apples were.
然后他就回过头来看那些苹果到哪里去了。
The apples were all over the floor.
那苹果就是在地上到处都是。
He was glad he did.
所以他非常高兴他做了这样的事情。
The 16-year-old girl was blind.
这个16岁的女孩是一个瞎眼。
She was crying softly.
她自己很小声的在哭泣。
Tears running down her cheeks.
在她的脸颊上面满了泪水。
And at the same time, she was helplessly groping for the spilled apple.
在同时呢，她也无助的在要捡回她的苹果来。
A big crowd of people were around her, but no one stopped and helped her.
在机场里面，满满都是人潮，没有人来帮助她。
The salesman knelt on the floor with her and gathered up the apples.
这个留下来的这个销售员呢，他就跪在地上去帮他捡苹果。
Put them back on the table.
将这些苹果再放回桌子上面。
And help organize the display.
将这个苹果排好，就像在原来一样。
And you notice that many of the apples have been battered and bruised.
他要注意到说，这些苹果有一些都已经跌伤了。
These are set aside in another basket.
所以他就把这些受伤的苹果拿到一边去。
When he had finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl,
当他都排好以后呢，他就拿出他的皮夹来。
Hira, please take this $40 for the damage we did.
他就说40块钱是为了这些已经损坏的苹果。
Are you okay?
那你还好吗？
She nodded through her tears.
他就在满了泪水，但是他就点头。
And the gentleman continued.
然后这个销售员他就继续了。
I hope we didn't spoil your day too badly.
是说希望没有将你今天搞得太糟。
As the salesman started to walk away,
当这个销售员要走开的时候，
the blonde girl called out to him.
那这个小女孩，瞎眼的小女孩叫他了。
Mister,
先生，
are you Jesus?
你是耶稣吗？
He stopped for a moment.
他就停下来一下下。
And he wondered.
那他就想一想。
Then he slowly made his way to catch the later flight.
然后他呢，就又继续走去来去。赶搭下一班的飞机。
The question still burns in his soul.
这个问题呢，仍然在他的心里面，他一直在里面回想的。
This is what Jesus has done for you and me.
这是耶稣基督为你为我所做的。
He has helped his people.
他扶助他的子民。
He has helped you and me.
他扶助了你和我。
He remembered to be merciful.
他记得他是一个有怜悯的神。
We are the apple of his eye.
在他的眼里面，我们是就像那些苹果一样。
Even though we too have been bruised by fall.
很可能我们就是跌下来，然后也受伤了。
By the fall of Adam and Eve and also by our own fall.
因着始祖亚当夏娃的犯罪，还有我们自己的罪，我们跌了。
Jesus stopped what he was doing.
耶稣基督他就停下来他正在做的事。
He picked you and me up on a hill called Calvary.
他就在加略山上为你我就帮我们就捡起来了。
And he paid in full for our damaged fruit.
他是用全额全价买回我们这些受伤的这些水果。
Let us live like him.
让我们能够活得像主耶稣基督。
Let us help those who are falling.
让我们来帮助那些跌倒的。
Remembering to be merciful.
让我们记得我们要有怜悯。
Do people mistake you for Jesus?
有没有人把你错认为是耶稣基督了？
Knowing Jesus is more than simply quoting scripture or going to church.
认识主不是只是单单你会知道圣经节或者是去教堂。
It is actually living the word.
是能够将神的话活出来。
How do we magnify the Lord?
我们怎么样能够尊主为大呢？
Number six.
第六点。
Because we are blessed.
因为我们是有福的。
Those who have experienced God's mercy will be able to extend mercy to others.
那些曾经经验过神的怜悯的就能够将这怜悯能够带给其他的人。
Those who have been blessed by God will be able to bless others.
所以那些受到神祝福的也能够来祝福别人。
When the angel told Mary that she would be an unwed mother.
当天使告诉玛利亚她将要没有结婚就生下耶稣。
She would have to face many harsh criticisms.
玛利亚她就要将要面对许多非常刻薄的这些批评。
Neighbors would condemn her as committing adultery.
她的邻居可能会说她是犯了奸淫的罪。
But in verse 48, Mary says,
在48节玛利亚这样说，
From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
从今以后万代要称我有福。
Not cursed,
并不是受咒诅。
But call me blessed.
要称我为有福。
When God assigns you a certain position in life,
当神
安排你在生命中一个角色，
当神安排我们生命中的角色的时候
，Do you whine, complain?
你有没有来批评来埋怨？
Or do you call yourself blessed?
或者是你说你是有福的呢？
Let us think about this as we look at the following PowerPoint pictures.
让我们来想一想，接着我们看接下来的这些影片。
If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep.
如果在你的冰箱中有食物，然后你有衣服穿，然后你的睡觉的地方呢是有屋顶的。
You are richer than 75% of this world.
你比世界上75%的人都要更富有。
If you have money in the bank,
如果你在银行中有存款
，in your wallet and spare changes in a ditch someplace,
或者是在你的皮夹里面有钱，或者是在有一些零钱在一些碟子里面
，you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy.
你是全世界前8%有钱最有钱的人了。
If you woke up this morning with more health than illness,
如果你早上起来你是比较健康
，you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week.
你比那些有上百万的人，他们今天没有办法来过今天。
If you have,
因为身体的关系。
If you have never experienced the danger of battle,
如果你从来没有经历过战争的危险
，the loneliness of imprisonment,
在监狱当中的那个孤寂
，the agony of torture,
受到折磨的这种痛苦
，or the pangs of starvation,
或是这种饥饿
，you are ahead of 500 million people in the world.
你已经比全世界5亿的人都要更幸福了。
If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death,
如果我们到教会，我们不需要恐慌，我们不需要担心被逮捕或者是被折磨。
You are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world.
我们已经比全世界30亿的人要更受祝福。
If your parents are still alive and still married,
如果你的父母亲还活着，而且他们还仍然是没有离婚
，You are very rare even in the United States.
你在美国是属于少数的。
If you hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful,
如果你如果你抬起头来。然后呢你真的充满感谢。你有微笑然后你有感谢。
You are blessed because the majority can, but most do not.
你是有福的因为很多人没有办法这样子。
If you can hold someone's hand, hug them, or even touch them on the shoulder,
如果你能够握住一个人的手或者是说来拥抱他或者是来拍拍他的肩膀。
You are blessed because you can offer healing touch.
你是有福的，因为你能够提供这样子的一个有帮助的一个触摸。
If you can read this message,
如果你能够读这个你所看到的这个
，You just received a double blessing that someone was thinking of you, and furthermore,
你已经得到双重的祝福，因为。想到有人想到你，而且更重要的是
，You are more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world that cannot read at all.
你比全世界超过20亿的人要更有福，因为他们根本没有办法读，不会读。
Have a good day. Count your blessings and remind everyone else how blessed we are.
祝大家有个美好的一天。要来数算我们的恩典，然后来提醒每一个人，我们是多么的有福。
Wish you a happy, holy Christmas.
祝大家有一个快乐神圣的圣诞。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son Jesus Christ.
我们的主。